binigyan diin ni Rebecca Naylor, punong opisyal na tagapagpaganap ng Australian Breastfeeding Association o ABA, na ang pandaigdigang linggo ng pagpapasuso ay isang magandang pagkakataon upang madagdagan ang kaalaman, magbigay ng suporta at may pakita kung paano nakatutulong ang pagpapasuso sa pagiging sustenable ng mundong ating ginagalawan. Ipinahayag ni Rebecca Naylor ang pangangailangan na matiyak na may umiiral na suporta upang maipagpatuloy ng mga ina ang pagpapasuso ng kanilang sanggol hanggang sa nais nilang gawin ito.
We have a very high initiation rate. So the majority of mothers, 96%, initiate breastfeeding. So we know mothers want to feed, but the rates drop off fairly quickly after that, and that by around 3 months, less than half of mothers are exclusively breastfeeding. So we have a job to do in ensuring that women feel supported so that they can continue to breastfeed for as long as they want to.
Ibinahagi rin ni Binibining Naylor ang kahalagahang pangkalusugan ng pagpapasuso sa mga sanggol tulad ng pagbawas sa panganib ng pagkakaroon ng mga sakit ng mga ito.
Well, for babies, when you don't breastfeed, you increase that child's risk of contracting illnesses like, you know, gastro, ear infections, eczema, not breastfeeding associated with high risk of sudden infant death syndrome. In families where there's a history of asthma, it increases that child's risk of getting asthma, and so on. So there's large, you know, there's very good reasons to breastfeed your baby because your risk of contracting those illnesses if you don't is higher.
Ayon kay Rebecca Naylor, ang pagpapasuso ng sanggol ay isang kasanayang na pag-aaralan at mahalaga na ang ina ay may suportang tinatanggap mula sa mga taong nakapaligid sa kaniya, maging ito man ay sa tahanan o sa lugar pantrabaho.
Although breastfeeding is the biological norm, it's the way we're biologically meant to feed our babies, it's a learned skill. And so if you don't have people around you who are supportive of you, particularly in those early couple of months, then it can become difficult. And for some women, it becomes too difficult. And so they make a choice to wean their baby and use formula instead. For other mothers, they might be going back to work and they may have a workplace that isn't supportive of them continuing to breastfeed. And for some mothers, it's to do with that sense that we live in a community that tells us that breastfeeding and formula feeding, they're the same thing. Why don't you just formula feed? And so when they're struggling, it can feel like an easier choice to move their baby onto formula instead.
Binigyan din ni Rebecca Naylor ang kahalagahang pangkalusugan ng pagpapasuso para sa mga ina at ginhawang dulot nito sa estilo ng pamumuhay.
Not breastfeeding your baby increases your risk of breast cancer and ovarian cancer. We also know that breastfeeding delays for many women the onset of their period, so it helps with, you know, fertility spacing. For many women, it helps with weight loss following delivery. So there's lots of good lifestyle reasons, and it's also easier for many women to feed. Once you get into the swing of it, you don't have to worry about the whole, you know, sterilizing bottles and making up the formula and things. So from a lifestyle point of view, once you get into the rhythm and get through those early difficult few weeks, then for many women, the experience from a lifestyle point of view is terrific. But from a health point of view, if you don't breastfeed, then you are, you know, increasing your risk of breast and ovarian cancer.
Kaugnay din ang pagdiriwang ng World Breastfeeding Week o Pandaigdigang Linggo ng Pagpapasuso, inalam natin ang mga karanasan ng mga inang may bagong silang na sanggol sa ating komunidad, partikular sa usapin ng pagpapasuso ng kanilang mga sanggol. Naniniwala si Ari Leba na maraming benepisyo ang pagpapasuso sa sanggol, kabilang ang pakinabang nito sa kapaligiran at sa pangkalahatang kalusugan ng kapwa-ina at sanggol.
Isa sa mga benefits ng pag-breastfeed, in my own experience and my own opinion, I think one of them is it is good for the earth in a way that the dairy cows, which are raised in part to make infant formula, are a significant contributor to global warming. And they're belching manure and flatulence, spew enormous amounts of methane, a harmful greenhouse gas, into the atmosphere. That's one of the really good benefits, and it's good for the earth. And the second benefit of breastfeeding is that it actually is a very empowering thing for mums to just be able to see their baby thrive just from their breast milk alone. Nakakapagbigay din ng pride sa ina na nakapag-survive yung baby niya just from breast milk. And it is something to be proud of. Pinaka-importante para sa akin is the less risk of cancer in the long term. Breastfeeding talaga, it decreases your baby's risk of some childhood cancers. And it also decreases the risk of the mother to develop premenopausal breast cancer and ovarian cancer, as often deadly disease that's on the rise. Yes, breastfeeding is a massive contributor to long-term health for both mom and baby.
Ayon kay Mylene Andres, 3 buwan lamang siyang nagpasuso ng kaniyang sanggol dahil hindi siya nakaroon ng sapat na gatas. At aniya, nalulungkot siya na hindi niya nabigyan ng sapat na gatas ng ina ang kaniyang sanggol.
Yung na-experience ko sa pag-feed ng ko sa baby ko, mga about 3 months lang na nagpa-ano ko sa kanya, yung daddy kasi. Yung first, not directly sa suso ko kasi si Chloe hindi siya hindi siya marunong mag-suck sa daddy ko. Ano lang siya, yung breast pump yung ginagamit ko. Breast pump for every 4 hours, then top up din. Kung i-feed ko yun sa baby, top up din yung milk formula. Bali, hindi siya lahat breastfeed. As what I remember, about 4 weeks lang na nag-use ako sa breast pump kasi si Chloe hindi siya nag-suck sa nipple. And then I thought also na yung breast milk ko hindi siya nag-produce ng a lot. Yun lang, para lang siyang naubusan ng milk. So hindi ko yun naranasan na nag-hard yung breast ko. So I'm very lucky for that one. But I'm sad also kasi hindi ko nabigyan si Chloe ng maraming gatas galing sa akin kasi I believe naman yung sa breast milk best talaga sa mga babies kasi galing ako dyan sa mama ko. Hindi talaga ako masakitin. I'm already 32. Wala akong sakit since hindi ako na-admit sa ospital.
Si Amy Parkinson ay isa ring ina na nagpasuso lamang ng ilang buwan. Para sa kaniya, tunay na napakahalaga ang magpasuso ng sanggol dahil nadadagdagan ang kanilang pagbobonding ng kanilang anak. Ngunit tulad din ni Mylene, nagkaroon siya ng problemang pangkalusugan.
Nung nanganak ako, ay nagdesisyon po ako na magpasuso sa aking anak. Dahil bukod na nakakatipid, lahat ng nutrisyon, ng bitamina na para sa bata ay nandoon ng lahat. Ayan ang aking paniniwala, kaya napakamahalaga talaga ang gatas ng ina. Bukod sa masustansya, nadadagdagan pa yung pagbabanding namin mag-ina dahil sa pagpapasuso. Yung connection naming mag-ina na bi-build up, at economical din dahil imbis na bumili pa ng formula milk, which is sa panahon ngayon na napakamahal, nakakatipid din dahil it's obvious na hindi ka nabibili ng gatas dahil nandun na yung gatas sa sarili mo, nagpuproduce ka. 5 buwan na yung anak ko pero nag-decision akong mag-stop magpasuso dahil sa aking na-notice, na pansin ko na may kakaibang ako'y natuklasan sa aking sarili bata. Kaya nagpunta ako sa aking doktor at sinabihan ako na magpa-stop na muna magpasuso dahil sa aking kondisyon na pangkalusugan. Kaya nag-stop ako, sinunod ko yung doktor. Pero kung hindi dahil doon sa aking kondisyon, malamang ay patuloy pa rin ako nagpapasuso ngayon sa aking anak. Naniniwala ako na napakahalagang magpasuso. Kaya sa mga bagong inadyaan, kung hanggat kaya nyo magpasuso ng sanggol, ay gawin nyo.
Sa usapin naman ng pagpapasuso sa pampublikong lugar, ipinahayag ni Rebecca Naylor na tumatanggap sila ng maraming kwento at karanasan ng mga babaeng dumanas ng kawalan ng pagtanggap sa kanilang pagpapasuso sa pampublikong lugar.
We get a lot of stories from women and talking about feeling uncomfortable when they're feeding in public, either because they get, you know, funny looks. Sometimes women are asked to move. So they might be sitting, for example, in a cafe and they're asked by the cafe owner to move because somebody's complained.
Yeah.
Which, you know, here we are, 2016, and we're still having this debate. But the women's experience is that. And for some women, they hear those stories, and particularly early on where they're feeling a little bit less confident. For some women, we regularly hear stories about feeling nervous about going out because they know their baby's going to need to feed when they're out because, you know, baby wants to feed whenever they want to feed.
Okay.
And they stay at home when perhaps it would be better for them to be out and about.
Si Ari Leba ay dumanas ng kawalan ng suporta sa kaniyang pagpapasuso sa pampublikong lugar. Narito ang kaniyang pahayag.
There has been a lot of speculations about mothers that they shouldn't breastfeed their babies in public, and I have experienced it myself, being told to cover up and all that and being made uncomfortable, and I think we should stop this way of thinking. Iba-iba naman tayo ng beliefs mo, religion, if it has to come to that, na bakit hindi tayo pwede mag-breastfeed kahit saan, whenever we need to breastfeed our child if they're hungry. I think if mothers and even fathers, both parents of the baby, support each other in dealing with that, I think we could help maybe open up other people's minds to actually raise awareness of the health benefits of breastfeeding.
Panghuli, narito ang panawagan ni Rebecca Naylor ng Australian Breastfeeding Association.
Breastfeeding is important and we need to support women to do it. So everyone plays a role in doing that. When you see a woman feeding, if you're uncomfortable, just turn your chair. There's no need to make comment. But more importantly, be supportive of that woman. And we're here to support you. So if you're struggling, call our helpline, come to our website.